this week messes with comparison more than we realize. Not because people are doing amazing things, but because everyone seems to be doing something. Even doing nothing looks intentional online. And if you're just drifting, that can make you feel like you're failing at a week that doesn't even have rules. Welcome to The Anxious ADHDer, a podcast for brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your resident overthinker, and I genuinely could not tell you what day it is right now. Like, if you're listening to this between Christmas and New Year and everything feels like a little bit off, then you, my darlings, are in the weird week. And the weird week is that strange bit of time where routine disappears, days blur into each other, and your brain is just sort of like floating around asking, what am I meant to do exactly? And this episode isn't about fixing that. It's about why it happens and why it hits ADHD brains especially hard. So what is the weird week? It's basically the drop. December is loud, even if you like Christmas, and I friggin' love Christmas. It's still a lot. You got your plans, people, noise, decisions, conversations, expectations, even the nice stuff takes quite a lot of energy. And you know what? Then it just stops. No alarms, no normal structure, no clear reason to get up, sit down, do anything, or stop doing anything. Everyone talks about it like it's meant to feel relaxing, like you should feel instantly calm and rested. But for ADHD brains, this isn't rest. It's the sudden removal of the thing that is holding everything together. So why do ADHD brains struggle here? Routine isn't boring for ADHD brains. It's all about regulating. It helps us know what time it is, what matters today, how much energy that we need to use and when to start, and also like when to stop. So when it disappears overnight, the brain doesn't just relax, right? It just kind of drifts. During the weird week, you can feel kind of bored, right? And overwhelmed at the same time, and you want to do something, but nothing feels quite right. You feel unsettled without being able to explain why exactly. And you know what, guys? That's not you being dramatic. That's what happens when structure goes without a transition. So I just want to preface this, right, by saying that this isn't laziness or burnout. And, you know, you struggling to start things or struggling to rest properly, it's not that. And it usually shows up in a few very, very familiar ways. I know I spoke about this in previous episodes, but yeah, let's just get back to the time blindness, which is a big thing. Days blur, hours disappear without registering. Like, you keep thinking you've got loads of time and then suddenly it's evening again. You're like, how? How's it evening? And without external time cues, right, ADHD brains don't track time very well in the background. So planning feels harder than it normally would, even for the small, tiny, tiny things. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you got your low motivation or restlessness. Ness, I don't know how many nesses are in there. But yeah, anyway, you want to do things, but you can't get going. Or you try to rest, but you just can't settle. You're not fully switched on or probably switched off. You're hovering somewhere in the middle. And that's a nervous system waiting for direction. And the direction is not there. And then there's the emotional flatness or irritability. And this isn't a mood swing and it's not a spiral. It's that slightly flat, slightly everything's a little bit pointless feeling. Your system has been activated for weeks, right? And now it's coming down. It's coming down. And that adjustment can feel uncomfortable, even if nothing is technically wrong. We love our phones, right? It's almost 2026. We're a phone nation. But even though it may feel good in the time, doom scrolling, it makes it worse, right? The weird week is prime comparison territory. So you're scrolling past people, you know, like Insta, TikTok. These people that are like organizing their lives and setting goals and journaling and decluttering and basically becoming brand new, amazing people. And your brain is just trying to remember what day it is. So yeah, this week messes with comparison more than we realize. Not because people are doing amazing things, but because everyone seems to be doing something. Even doing nothing looks intentional online. And if you're just drifting, that can make you feel like you're failing at a week that doesn't even have rules. ADHD doesn't need inspiration right now. Like, it doesn't. It needs fewer inputs. More noise just adds to that low-level feeling of being behind, even when you're not. This week is not being wasted. And this is the reframe I really want to land here. Like, the weird week isn't about failure or rest. It's a recalibration period. December, it keeps your nervous system slightly switched on for a long time. And when that stimulation stops, suddenly your system doesn't instantly settle. It needs time to land. And feeling unsettled here, it's totally expected. So this isn't the week for big resets. What helps is small, predictable anchors. You've got your one regular meal, a short walk at roughly the same time, getting dressed, even if you're not going anywhere, she says, dressed in her dressing gown literally right now, and watching the same thing again because it feels familiar. Not because you should, but because familiarity, right, it gives your brain edges again. I just want to do a little comparison, and that is before and after having a child. So I have a almost three-year-old, and I've noticed that this weird week has changed. I mean, like, no shit. But the definite change of my weird week, pre-child, completely, completely different. And before having child, the weird week felt empty, floaty, directionless, and now it feels full, but still unstructured. There's the noise, the responsibility, the constant low-level demand, but no adult routine to really latch onto. I can't fully rest because I'm needed, and I can't fully do because everything is vague. And that kind of exhaustion hits differently. So if you're an ADHD parent like me and this week feels harder than you expected, then that makes complete sense. Guys, so let's be weird here. And let's just, I'm going to say, you don't need to optimize this week. You don't. I know it's really easy to just be like, I need to do things, I need to make sure this counts. It's a holiday at the end of the day. And I mean, I'm feeling bad even just like, you know, sitting here and stuffing my face with chocolates, but you know, that chocolate orange, so I'll let myself off. Let it be weird. You don't need to use it well, and you don't need to come out of it refreshed and sorted. You don't, right? You don't. You're not behind, and you're just in between things. I think a lot of guilt comes from how this week is framed, and it's sold as time off, as a treat, as rest you're meant to enjoy. So when it doesn't feel good, the instinct is to blame yourself. But the rest that's forced, unstructured, and socially loaded isn't always restful, especially for ADHD brains. We need predictability, not freedom. So something else that can happen here is that everything feels a bit pointless. And not in a dramatic way, just in like a low energy, quiet way. You think about starting something and your brain goes, what's the point? It's not really a real day anyway, if that makes sense. And that limbo feeling makes it harder to begin, even things that you usually enjoy. And again, guys, I want to stress, that's not a motivation problem. That's context confusion. And you know what? It's also okay if what happens changes day to day. So one day you might need a little bit of movement. The next day you might need a little bit of quiet. The next day you might need a bit of a distraction. You don't need to get it right. You're just giving your nervous system small signals that the world has edges again. If this week always throws you, even when you expect it to, that's not a personal flaw. It just means that your brain notices transitions more sharply. And I know we hate on ourselves so much for like basically existing, but yeah, just remember this. This is just one big, messy transition. So yeah, guys, let the weird week be weird. And January, unfortunately, or fortunately, probably fortunately, knowing me, will bring structure back, whether or not you force it to or not. Until then, go gently. Drink water. Be kind to yourself. Merry Christmas. And oh yeah, I just want to say, 2000, reach on my Instagram. Christmas Day, what a present. Love you guys. Thank you so much for joining, for being part of this community. I really, really appreciate it. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, and I will see you next time.